Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of December, recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit lower. Some mixed trading, but more down than up, following Wall Street's close last night. But a very different story. In Europe, we had strong gains, including the German DAX index up over 3%. And in the Americas, we had strong gains. The NASDAQ also up over 3%, and the S&P 500 up nearly 3%. Brazil up nearly 3%. Against that background, you won't be surprised to hear that long-dated government bond prices weakened. And the U.S. 30-year bond future is down nearly 2 points. The U.S. dollar index weakened a bit. It's down nearly 500 points, brings it back to 79.85. The euro has bounced up to 1.3082. Sterling did even better, up at 156.62. And the Australian dollar is back up above par. So let's see, and what else here? Let's see, industrial metals were all firmer today, and let's see, that's taken copper up to 338. The agricultural commodities all seem to have been higher. And gold up 21, currently at 615 and change. Silver up 63 at 29.50. The oils were stronger. We've got Brent back up at $107. It's a gain of over $3. And NYMEX also up over $3 at 97. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, as a relevant digression, as I was walking home last night after doing the audio, and I thought, well, I was very aware of that. Well, that was quite a gloomy audio, David. I had been watching the stock markets just drifting lower on pretty much a daily basis this month against a background of increasingly negative sentiment. And it occurred to me on the way home that I might be my own best contrary indicator against that background. Lo and behold, we've had these very powerful upward dynamics in here today. Now, in terms of looking for a catalyst, there was some favorable data on U.S. housing figures, but I don't really feel that that was more than the metaphorical straw to break the camel's back, or in this case, the bearish declines back. And what it suggests to me overall is that shorts, or the 3 weeks to the downside, people were increasingly short in this market, and we've seen one heck of a big short covering bounce, upward dynamic, in here today. Now, that's good news, technically, again, having occurred against the background of that bearish sentiment. And I was just, as I was watching in my home gym this morning, a lot of people were talking, there were technical reports and fundamental reports again, and there seemed to be a consensus. It's a bit unusual on CNBC, but people talking about Wall Street going back down. It was the U.S. Squawk Box section. Wall Street going back down, taking out the October and September and October lows, and the S&P going down to 950. It's a figure that various people have mentioned, although not here. Well, you never know in markets, but today's bounce will have sowed a few doubts, and if we get some follow-through tomorrow, and I suspect we might well get some follow-through on the upside tomorrow, that might cause some hasty rethinking. I think there's a good chance that as that the lows for the rest of the year are actually in. And certainly for Wall Street and Europe, in my opinion. And I'd be surprised if we didn't get a bounce in Asia, which is also looking quite oversold to me. But the net technical result, first, the upper dynamic has checked the slide that we had seen this month. It means that as of now, we have a low, which is today's low or yesterday's low, which is above the late November low that I've been talking about. I've said sentiment would deteriorate if we got a break below that late November low. And people would then immediately be looking for a test of the September and October lows. Well, that's not indicated at the moment. What we've got is the September-October lows, then the higher late November low, and now we've got this 19th or 20th of December low. And as I say, I think that that's probably means that the lows are in for the year. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't plenty of problems, not least regarding Europe. But, you know, one can only discount and worry about that for so long. I don't mean to be flippant, sound at least a bit flippant or dismissive of it in terms of the seriousness. The whole thing's been an appalling spectacle. But what are the chances of the euro completely breaking up, which a lot of people are forecasting? I think that's very, very unlikely. And a point I've made before is the ECB really some sort of Machiavellian stalking horse for the Bundesbank, which means that it's happily going to preside over the breakup of the currency union that it was created to develop. Well, I don't think so. That doesn't mean that some people won't leave the euro, and I've often said in these broadcasts and in my writings that I thought it was absurd to think that the euro was a club that you could only join but never leave. And that sounds more like prison for life, or well, maybe it creates the long, wrong, wrong image, but it's weird, you know, to think that the countries could keep on joining, but nobody could ever leave for whatever circumstances. Now, there's probably a better than 50-50 chance that Greece and maybe one or two other states actually leave, but we'll see. But overall, I'm still of the view that we will see we will still have a euro a year from now and 2 years from now. The question is how many countries will still belong to it. Most of them is my guess. Now, meanwhile, we've got quite reasonable valuations in stock markets. I know the earnings are suspect because growth has been slowing and is still slowing, but the autonomies, for instance, have been doing extremely well on earnings. And remember, we don't buy economies, we buy the companies, but of course the companies need a decent market environment in which to see their earnings keep appreciating. They can't do it all on cost cutting. So there are questions, question marks over the earnings, But the yields are often quite attractive, as we've been pointing out for a long time. There's a lot of cash on the sidelines, very bearish sentiment. Yet we also have these extremely low interest rates in the West, and it's a given that interest rates are going to be going lower and that we will get more monetary accommodation in the growth economies. And monetary policy, I think, is the biggest influence on stock markets going. So we also have, which is I've been rolling around in my mind here, we have pretty much a consensus, it seems to me. I haven't got an official survey of this, but what I've observed, what I've watched and read, is we seem to have a consensus that the first half of 2012 is going to be pretty rough. Well, again, that may be a contrary indicator, contrary signal. So, but let's take it here a day at a time. I don't think things are quite as bad as people have been discounting. Today's action certainly triggered a number of shorts. And given the herd instinct qualities in these markets, any hint of follow-through here tomorrow or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we can very easily get a self-feeding move to the upside. Now that really needs to take out this month's earlier high. And then we'll have not only another higher low, but we would have a higher high. And some of these indices are right around their 200-day moving averages. So that would look encouraging here overall. So again, a point that I've made over the last couple of months that from the fuller money perspective, the cyclical bear trend, as far as we're concerned, that probably ended in September and October for most, not all, but most stock markets. And if the cyclical bear trend ended, then we are in a support building, bottoming out, early stages of a cyclical bull phase. And I've said that before, I've said that on a number of occasions, as has Owen. That's still our view. Okay, what else here? Gold. Gold will probably do better in a market where we're not getting contagion selling. But I'm a little bit antsy about this because really gold had been so consistent for such a long time, and then it kind of broke ranks with its consistency by getting that big move in August, and we'd had that blowout in silver in April of this year. And then gold has not performed in what is its usually strong phase here, which is sort of commencing in around September. It hasn't, and we've seen the pullback, we've seen the rechallenging of the MA by gold, and silver, platinum, and palladium are, I believe, all below their 200-day moving averages. So the technical action certainly is different from what it was, and that makes me more uncertain. I think it makes everybody more uncertain about the short to medium term. I feel that gold has probably seen most of the correction that it's actually likely to get. I've said that before. But is it going to go racing back up to new highs? Probably not in the in over the next few months. But is there any evidence that gold's fundamental story is over? I don't think so. I have often emphasized that because gold was, the gold market was now dominated by investors, that it was going to be influenced, obviously, by investor sentiment, which can be quite volatile. So it wasn't going to go up all the time in an unrelenting fashion. No market does that. So don't be surprised if we get a little bit more choppy action. But again, with that high up around the $1,900 level, I think gold is, back below, getting down into what was around the 1570, 80 level that's seen the lion's share of the pullback that it's likely to get overall. It's seen well over 50% of it. Okay. We may well get some short covering in various of the commodities here over the short term as well. We get these strong correlations, by the industrial commodities and agricultural commodities. And actually, the grain and bean complex started a day or two earlier over concern at the hot, dry weather that the growers are seeing in South America. Now, the U.S. dollar, it's had a stellar performance here. And if we are into rally mode for these stock markets, I would expect something of a pullback. And if we're in a cyclical bull market, I would suspect quite a big pullback, but not new lows. Over the medium to longer case, I think there's a fundamental case for a weaker euro, but everybody agrees with that point. That doesn't mean that it isn't right, but we will see. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you. For a change, I'm looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Good night.